Listen, I don't think this team, the Vikings, have anything to hang their hat on. Man, I mean, they played extremely well the entire season. You know, Mike Zimmer, of course, did a great job of overcoming a lot of the hurdles they had at the quarterback position, the injuries to Sam Bradford to start the season off. So this team overcame a tremendous amount of obstacles this year, and to get to where they got to the NFC Championship game. Now things didn't go the way they wanted them to go. But I thought this is something to build on for next year. And I'm not sure who's going to be the quarterback. If it's going to be Case Keenum, who played lights out when he had his chance, or if it's Sam Bradford or whomever it is. But this team has a lot to look forward to for next year. They got a lot of confidence in themselves. They got a lot of pride in this organization. And you know the offense is going to take another step next year along with this great defense. So, I think it's a bright future for this football team. And knowing Zim right now, he's probably already game planning for next year and getting ready for it, looking at all the mistakes they possibly made last year and looking at their weaknesses and trying to strengthen those weaknesses. So I know Zim in that way, but I know one thing, he's not a quitter. He's going to continue to fight, not only for his football team, but for the fan base. And that's one of the conversations I've had with him was about how much he cares about this fan base and how much the fan base has rallied behind this organization. And he wants to bring a winner to the city. So it would not surprise me if they're back in the same boat next year in the NFC Championship game and they get that win that they're looking for. I mean, Everson Griffin is one of the best pass rushers. Doesn't get a lot of credit for what he's able to do as far as being disruptive up front. Harrison Smith is, man, I love the guy. I mean, all on the field, off the field, just a tremendous person to be around and a great football player to boot. But, and Xavier Rhodes is another one. We see him out here moving around. He's right at home. He's one of the best corners, if not the best corner in all of football. So they have some guys defensively that you can build on every level of the football team. We're not even talking about the linebackers, Kendricks and those guys. They have a very good defensive unit led by a lot of good leaders. That are going to be cornerstones for the year to come. And Case Keenum played as good as he could possibly play and took this team and led this team to the NFC Championship game. And for me to sit back, and I know Zim Mike Zimmer wouldn't give all the quarterbacks any credit, but, you got to give him credit for where he is. And he's tenacious. He's a guy that's going to show up every week and play at a high level. And you got to want that guy to be your quarterback, be a guy like that, scrappy. But then you get Sam Bradford, his guy. If he can stay healthy, he can push the passes down the field and make big plays with those two great wide receivers. So, there's going to be some, and then you got Bridgewater, another one that, we just didn't get a chance to see him this year. But if he's healthy, hey, he can be in the mix. I think they have a problem at the quarterback position on who they're going to decide to go with. But it's a good problem, and there's a lot of teams around the league that wish they had the problems that the Minnesota Vikings have at the quarterback position.